B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, Bo.
Ah, geez. It's our North Fort Myers friend. We've called him a lot of things over the years. He still won't tell us his real name. What's going on, brother?
Well, looky here.
Looky here. Are you going to ever tell us your name? I don't want your last name. God knows I don't want to know what trailer you're living in. I'd just like a first name to call you every once in a while, because you call in, you want to tell us what's going on, looky here and all that. I'd like a first name.
You can call me Snake, mother...
Snake. That's like a nickname. And it don't start with you and your mother. And Snake? No. I'm not going to call you Snake. What's your name?
All right. You promise you won't laugh?
I promise I won't laugh, and it'll be between you and I, so I can talk to you like a brother, man.
Well, have you ever read the Bible?
Yeah, I've picked it up a few times, and I don't want you preaching to me, because I don't want you to quote anything. You got a biblical name? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
What's your biblical name?
My given Christian name.
Yes.
You laugh, I swear to God, I'll come get you.
I ain't gonna laugh. What's your given Christian name?
Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel? Zerubbabel. Well, what's going on, Snake?
Now, you ever going to trust me now? Just call me Snake.
Although, I can't believe that ought to be hell for you in school for as long as you were in there. Something tells me when you were a kid, you had to do a lot of fighting with a name like Zerizabel.
Now, looky here.
Looky here. You know what? Whether you have a funny biblical name or not, you should show people respect.
What do you think funny about Zerizabel? There's not a damn thing funny about it.
All right. How about just showing a little respect, though?
I show you plenty of respect.
You do? You keep all telling me time. To looky here.
Well, looky here now.
What?
Just so we avoid another conundrum there where we go into a bunch of legal stuff, I'm going to be talking about the bar.
Yes.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And I don't understand the whole thing, but we're no longer a bar. We're a restaurant and a private club or something. I don't know.
Yeah. All Snake?
Yeah.
I completely understand, brother.
Okay.
I know where you're coming from. Looky
right
here,
on
looky
head.
Here. I know exactly where you're coming from, and I understand people got to make a living.
Hell yeah.
So you're going to refer to it as a bar, but it's really just a private club and a what?
A restaurant.
Restaurant.
And also a hand sanitizer depot and all kinds
sure.
of. I don't know what
sure.
he's doing. He's, sure. he's going nuts, as far
sure.
as I'm concerned.
All right, but yeah, it's nice to know that you can get your hand sanitizer there, that the bar is a nice restaurant. And enough said, Snake. I completely
yeah.
understand.
It's essential business.
Right.
So
it's the essential
this old boy come in there, this old boy come in the bar the other night.
Yeah.
And he started telling me some tall tales.
Oh, really?
Now, I've been around here forever.
Sure.
You've been here for quite some time.
Not as long as you, though, Snake. I got here in 90.
Well, I was born in Chillicothe, Ohio.
When did you get to, when did you get here?
As long as I can remember.
So when you were a little boy?
Yeah. So yeah. If they hadn't told me I was born in Chillicothe, I wouldn't know.
Right. So you were raised here.
Yeah.
You remember old Fort Myers. You remember the old days when there wasn't all these buildings and malls and all that stuff around.
Yeah, I remember nailing a pretty little girl right there by the walls of water.
Okay, Snake. So some guy's coming into the quote air quotes bar and telling you some tall tales.
Yeah. Now I'm not college educated.
You don't say.
But this old fella was telling me some things, and I don't know if they be true 100%.
Uh huh.
But he told me this story where he say he got into a kayak right around Chokoloskee. And went on down to 10,000 Islands.
Yeah.
And made his way up what they call the Lost Man's River.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. What's the Lost Man's River, Snake?
Well, that's where, you know how you get down all them damn islands down there.
Yeah, I know all about that.
And they got waterways that go and take you on into the Everglades.
And one of them's called what?
Lost Man's River.
Yeah, that sounds spooky. You don't want to get caught there late at night.
Well, I guess it's no big deal. They got camping spots and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine.
But this old boy say everything, you know, he likes being off by himself and whatnot. And he had plenty of cold beer in that kayak, so he's happy as a clam.
Sure.
And he decided that he'd pull that kayak in off the Lost Man's River and tie it off. He got all his supplies and his cold beer and all in that kayak. And decided he'd go and take a little bit of a swamp walk.
A swamp walk? Do you have to wear waders for that?
Well, it depends on what time of year it is and how much rain you had.
Gotcha.
Sometimes you can walk right across it like it's dry land. Other times, you know, you got the water up to your knee.
Yeah, and a lot of critters in there. Your snakes and your, you know, water moccasins and all that. Gator ready to bite you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything lived down there. Things they don't even know about live down there.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard of swamp apes before and stuff like that.
Yeah, me too.
But I never heard about what this old boy's talking about.
So what does he tell you?
Because he said he went on a little bit of a swamp walk, and then he started hearing, and he swore, he said, I tell you, I know the difference between a dog, I know the difference between a coyote, and what I heard howling was a wolf.
Ooh. Did he say how it went?
I guess. I don't know.
Right. But he thought it was a wolf.
Yeah, he said it wasn't no dog, it wasn't no coyote, and this old boy, you know, he claims to be pretty educated, and he said, I looked it up. And there ain't been a wolf in the Everglades since 1911.
Well, that was the last time one was tracked, huh? Let me tell you, I'll bet you, like you just said, Snake, there's everything down there. I wouldn't be a bit surprised the wolf making a comeback.
Well, this old boy said when he heard that, that spooked him pretty hard.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, you know what? Last time I checked, I'm on a kayaking trip. Why the hell am I swamp walking? I'm going back to my boat and getting the hell out of here.
Right on, because that's where the beer is, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, he had a backpack with ice in it, but... he went on back. He was able to find his way back to where he tied the kayak off.
Yeah.
And that's where the fun begins, because he said something chewed through the damn rope and the boat was gone.
You're kidding.
And then he full-on panicked, and he said, only thing I could figure is try and remember about where I figured I'd come in off that river and then just head to the northeast, because otherwise you're walking towards nothing.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get lost in there when, you know, somebody went and untied his boat.
And he went, and eventually he had to make camp at the driest spot he could find, and that night he swore that there was 5 narwhals coming at him. He said, think about a wolf, but it's like the size of a rhino.
Wow. What about a bull wolf?
I don't know nothing about that, but I guess he shined a flashlight at him, and eventually they left.
Their eyes glow in the light and all that?
Yeah. So then he continued on the next day, and he's just trying to make it up there, you know, hoping that he'll hit 41 at some point.
Yeah, good luck.
And during his swamp walk, lo and behold, he starts to hear them wolves again.
Uh-huh.
And so he hot foots it, and he starts really moving. You know what he says he run into?
What?
A damn pyramid.
Oh, I heard they're out there.
Pyramid, like they made down in Mexico.
Yes. With, like, what, the Mayans?
Yeah, I guess it's one of them.
The Incas? What are they?
I think it was Maya.
Oh, really? Are you college educated, Snake?
Hell no. But I happen to have a cable box, and I received the National Geographic Society's channel.
All right.
But he said that it wasn't a huge pyramid, but yeah. It was pretty big.
Yeah.
And he climbed up to the top of it.
Yeah.
And he said there was an opening at the top, you know, where that capstone should be.
Yeah.
And he said, once he got to the top and he tried to look down in it to see if he could hear something, he heard some moaning.
Moaning?
It started out a low moan. And then he got real spooked, and he sees the damn wolves coming back in view, and he only had 5 shots in his old Springfield rifle he had. He unloaded 5 shots. He thinks he might have hit one of the sons of bitches, but he's running from the pyramid, and as he's running away, them moans turn into flat-out screams. He says eventually he made his way up to 41 the way he described it. I think he probably ended up somewhere around Turner River Road.
Sure.
And he found somebody to get him some help, and he says he never will go back to Everglades ever again.
Yeah, I think it's a tall tale. I don't believe him one bit. Does he have any pictures?
Well, he didn't have no pictures of his own, because I guess the phone went off with the boat. But he said he looked it up later, and that back in the 20s, there was people saying that there was pyramids in the Everglades, and that they had a bunch of snakes at the bottom, and they were cursed or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You believe in all that stuff, don't you?
Well, you're not educated. I don't claim to be educated, but I figured... Yeah, you always brag about being a college boy, and I just figured if you knew if there's anything to it.
I heard something about pyramids down there, but yeah, that's a tall tale. Hey, let me ask you also one thing, smart guy. Tonight at the bar, what's on the menu? A chip and what else?
It's a full buffet style of croutons and pretzels.
Well, I live in Southwest Florida, sure. Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2:00, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a
bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Now's just the right time to freshen up that portable radio of yours. Best way to do that, of course, is to have it checked by your radio man.
That's right.
He's a radio expert, and because your radio man knows from experience what's best for your portable, he'll recommend
Stan and Haney.
They're radio engineered for extra listening hours.
96 K-Rock.
And we're great companions on a trip.
Don't get ahead of yourself. We're also close personal friends with Master Chief.
Yeah. Buddy, Stan and Haney.
That really blew Junior's mind the first time he heard it.
It's not a Marvel comic, so it doesn't really do much for him.
Well, I mean, Master Chief is kind of a big deal.
That's still really cool.
Yeah,
blew my mind.
When you're listening and you hear Master Chief talking about Stan and Haney,
yeah, it's mind blowing.
Yeah, well, want to meet him one day?
Yeah, I do.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this about him. The people that know the voice of Master Chief, well, his name is Steve Downs.
And believe it or not, he used to be the program director here.
Right here at K-Rock. Where Matt Mangus is now, it used to be Master Chief.
Well, it's a different room.
Yeah, it was a smaller building then.
Yeah.
But he used to... I hope I'm not speaking out of turn because he's showing himself this way now. I'll tell you a story. I'm an expert at spotting hair pieces, wigs. Hair grafts.
No, he had great hair, but then again, that was 1993.
It was fake.
Even then?
Yes. Now let me explain something. He had the, and I don't know, remember what the guy was that did it. He was the one that would tell you how you could swim in the pool and take showers and play
the Hair Club for Men? Cy Sperling?
Yes. He had that.
Why? Well, he was in big time radio.
He was bald.
Was he completely bald?
Yeah, I'll explain.
See, there's bald, like, I'm supposed to be bald, but I'm not really bald. I just have thinning hair.
You're thinning. You've thinned a lot. I mean, it's like the first season of Crop has been picked, but it's there. You got a hair.
But, I mean, seriously, Stan, when I was 30, it freaked me out, and I said, screw it, I'm shaving my head.
I know.
And lately, with the COVID, I just haven't given a rat's ass.
But you got hair on the top of your head.
Yeah, I'm not bald.
Junior.
Look here. I mean, the bald spot is
Well,
there.
You got the spot. Well, you got it all the way across the top. Tip your head to him and let him tell you. Tip your head forward. There's
Yeah.
There's what? Hair there, though.
There's
not
hair.
Really in the back. It's kind of hanging off by a thread in the front.
It's hanging off by a thread in the front. And what?
And there's really nothing kind of in the back there.
Can I say this? You're...
I don't have a doc.
No, he's got a doc. You,
don't lash out.
You are a perfect candidate for the Cy Sperling stuff.
Because I've got something to work with.
Because you have to have some hair. This ain't like wearing a rug. Here's how this worked.
Is it almost like a partial for your hair?
Kinda. You would go to see to one of the Cy Sperling shops, and they would go and get a... See, there he is without his hair. You would go and get a bag of, well, Cy would, or his people. You'd get a bag of human hair. The long
I'm sorry
hair.
To interrupt you, but look at that headshot of Steve Downs. Yeah. What's he doing? He's looking tough.
Yeah, I know. And you would go, and they would stitch along the crown of your hair. They'd weave in, stitching it, not into your skull, but into your existing hair.
Just into those thin strands? Yes. They'd tie something around it? You got to have like a microscope to do that.
It's like braided through. And then they tighten it up.
You mean like a weave?
Yes. Then they'd give it a little tight. And then the bag of hair would sit on top of your head, and the stylist would cut it and do it all up nice. But what happens is it gets loose after a while because the hair that was weaved into
it... But I thought you could swim in it.
You can. It's not coming off. But as your hair grows, it gets a little looser, so you got to go back to him for a tightening, where they tighten it up
that
again.
That seems like very labor-intensive.
It is. It's incredibly expensive. That's what Steve Downs had.
Well... And obviously, at some point, he chose to part ways with Cy Sperling.
And he went and...
But he had an impressive head
yes.
of hair.
Oh, it looked good. But he gave it up and decided to go au naturel. And I don't think he's a young guy anymore. He's got to be into his 60s.
Well, I knew I looked up to him in 1993.
Yeah.
And I would have been, 27 then?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
And he was older than me then.
He was in his 40s then. So tack on another 20, 25 years?
Because I know exactly. 27 is the magic number. You know, Junior and my daughter were born the same year that I met Steve Downs. Because I had just found out on that trip down to Fort Myers to meet Steve Downs... Yeah. She told me she was pregnant on that trip.
How old is Steve Downs? You should be able to find that. Because he's got a Wikipedia. He's Master Chief.
Because you kept having me drive down here when they weren't ready to hire me. And then Steve Downs actually made me work for an hour.
Yeah, he wanted to hear what you sounded
for
like.
For free.
Yeah, I know.
He's 70 years old.
70.
Oh, geez.
Time flies, I'm telling you. When Hurricane Andrew came through here... hit Homestead.
I was 92.
But he was the program director when Andrew came through here, and we were doing the show outside. We wanted to get
a few in case you're missing this, that's right. Master Chief was program director during Andrew. That's why this area came out fine.
Yeah, but the winds were kicking up, and he had come in to work, parked his car, and that was the biggest fear. I said, is he worried that this thing's going to...
Did he drive like a Corvette or something? He seems
he
like the type that would drive a Corvette.
A nice car.
Yeah.
Drove a nice car.
Yeah. He's like the guy that's... If he's here, he's only here for like a couple of months to show how cool he is, and then he's back off to the big city.
One of the smartest guys in radio.
Can you imagine our careers... If Steve Downs had remained program director this whole time?
Yeah. Those were the days.
We'd all be in Halo.
Yeah, we would. We would.
And I'd be your superior officer.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be my superior officer.
Look, Lieutenant Sten. Master Chief says it's time to go. I think it's time to go.
You know, I'll tell you one of the proudest moments for
What's your Halo voice?
What do you mean?
one of my proudest moments with Steve Downs is when he retired in Chicago after 20-something years. The TV station did a video montage of his radio career. And if you look fast enough, you'll see me.
Wait a second. He quit after just 20 years?
I don't know, 20-something years. He quit probably about, 10 years ago. He left radio to go full-fledged into Master Chief and all that stuff.
What year would it have been if we quit after we were in radio for 20 years? What year would
that
it have been?
That would be 2002. We'll be back.
What are we doing?
Stan and Haney. Jesus. K-Rock.
Fred and Barney. Siegfried and Roy. Ralph and Norton. Stan and Haney.
You gotta be
f***ing me. You can't pay me enough to say this shit. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Coming up on the show today, we'll have a grab bag here for you in just a second. An hour from now, are you smarter than Haney? Carly will join us.
I forget we were talking about something that happened the year he was born. Junior's never heard of Dokken. Has no idea.
The band Dokken?
Yeah, or Don Dokken.
Well, he's the man behind Dokken.
Don Dokken is Dokken.
Yep.
But he had no idea. Says, I've never heard of that.
It's, you know, that's that whole thing. And it went viral. Rick Peterson was telling me about kids that are listening to stuff from the 70s and 80s for the first time. You know, a kid who won't even know. And they hear it and they lose their mind saying how great it is. And how there's no processing done. It's just them. And Dokken, well, you want to talk about rockin' Dokken.
He can't spell what?
Let's do the grab bag brought to you by...
I got a smirk.
The pewter mug.
I saw that. I got a smirk.
By the way, up for grabs today in Are You Smarter Than Haney? DVD download of Metallica's S&M 2. And that gets you in the running for the grand prize. The deluxe...
A DVD?
Yeah. Well, it's a video, you know...
Stan,
they put it out in a DVD.
Remember how yesterday we were talking about back when I was a computer guru and you had to use the phone line? Can you imagine what it would take back then to download it? How many weeks would that take?
If you want, back in those days, for like a 30-second video, it would take a long, long
Junior,
time.
See if you can look up, we'll be generous. And say a 56K baud modem, how long that would take to download a double DV, a double DVD.
Where, if you know anything about stuff in the news, you know that Kellyanne Conway is an advisor to the president.
Mm-hmm.
She is married to a liberal Trump-hating husband. And an absolutely nut crazy daughter who wanted to have herself emancipated. And that's why she's stepping down to spend
more time
with her family.
The 15-year-old girl. She and they've won. Got other kids.
I know. What would it be like? What would it be like?
It's the Conway family on the next Family Feud.
Top four answers on the board, ladies. Here we go. Tell me another way people say mother.
My mom.
I'm not going to bring my kids into this.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Y'all crazy.
The Conway family on the next Family Feud. Look for it on the Game Show channel and coming soon to Court TV.
Yeah, you know that'll happen. Yes, Junior, what do you got for us?
So on the computer that Haney was talking about, like a regular... DVD is about 4.7 gigs. It would take about 8 days, 8 hours, and 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations to our big winner.
Yeah. Tell us how you like it in 8 days.
Yeah, you can't use the phone for 8 days.
Oh, that's right, because as soon as somebody picked it, it'd cut the download.
Yeah, and you got to start over.
All over again. Somebody, you know, these. Do you know how to play the piano, Junior?
Kinda.
All right.
He can write symphonies for the piano, but he can't play them.
But we've known them. So people that can play the piano very well, they're usually pretty pompous. This guy decided to go up to his piano and show off as he did a mashup of everybody's favorite 80s songs on the piano because he's a virtuoso.
Oh, yeah. I'm drunk enough to enjoy this.
Yeah. This is Eurythmics.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna.
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. Oh, that's right, Billie Jean. What's that?
Well, that's Jump. I don't know what the last one was.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's Madonna, Like a Prayer.
Yeah.
Well, that's a song I don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been Rickrolled.
Rick Astley.
Played that when it was new.
Yeah. That goes on for like 5 minutes.
Junior can't comprehend that. You know what it is to be Rickrolled, right?
Absolutely.
Now, imagine you worked at a top 40 station when that was a legitimate hit and you had to play it once an hour.
Rickrolled once an hour?
Yes.
Sounds like torture.
For weeks on end. Here's the latest from Rick Astley. And I remember when the program director would do that, I go, why are you saying it's the latest from Rick Astley? No one's ever heard of Rick Astley. There's never been another song by Rick Astley. And hopefully there never will be again.
That's like when we used to go to the track, and it used to drive me nuts, where there'd be a horse race, and it would be a maiden race, no first time winner. And the announcer would always say, and returning to the winner's circle. That's the first time the horse is in the winner's circle.
Do you ever yell it at him when you had enough Gulfstream breezes?
Yes, I did. I don't know if you heard me. He was way up high. Haney, what is this? What is... Junior, feel free to participate. What is this? Hint, it is an animal. What is it?
Robert Plant.
It could be.
We come from the land of the ice and snow.
You can put that right in there. What is... Here, I'll play it again for you. You tell me what it is. What is this?
Damn CD player.
Seriously, I want to punch this thing. I hate this machine.
Maybe knock some sense into it.
Damn machine. There it is. What is that?
Baby donkey.
No.
Is it a boyd?
No. What animal do we know that walks on 4 feet, has split hooves, and makes all kinds of strange...
Goat?
Yep.
Well, that's almost not fair, because...
Actually, it's a lamb. Two different things, by the way.
What's the difference?
One belongs in hell, one belongs in heaven.
Thank you, Stan.
My neighbor's goats just got out, and they were in our yard today, eating all our grass.
Oh, they'll take it right down to the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't even have to mow.
Yeah, you won't have to worry about that. Coyotes will get a whiff of that. They'll be gone tonight.
Yeah, little snack.
But the sounds that you will hear while you're trying to sleep will be unbelievable.
Get ready, Chicken McNugget fans. McDonald's will start selling spicy Chicken McNuggets starting September 16th.
Oh my God, that's revolutionary.
Let's run it around the room. What was the first year? What year did McDonald's start selling Chicken McNuggets? What was the year McDonald's first started selling Chicken McNuggets? Junior.
I don't know, 1980?
Haney.
77.
1983.
It just seems like they've always been around.
Here's one of their original ads.
It was a happier time.
It was much happier.
And you know what I remember about Chicken McNuggets?
What?
I immediately called BS on them because they had a covert advertising campaign. And 1983 would be about right when the local news started coming on at like 4:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Where they'd have a lot of lifestyle filler, mm-hmm. and they'd have them on, you know, the noon newscast, which was hosted by a woman with an unassuming man who usually did weather.
Yes.
And lots of lifestyle segments, and McDonald's sent their McDonald's chefs out to show them how great chicken McNuggets were, and I remember this McDonald's chef was king of the BS's, because he's going, do you understand, with fine food, what people don't realize, with fine cuisine, what makes it fine are the sauces. And look at the sauces we have available to you.
Yeah.
You have barbecue, you have sweet and sour, you have honey mustard. These are fine gourmet sauces.
You gotta say sauces.
Yeah, and I said, that not for me. Give me the Big Mac.
You know what? After I read that Leah Remi book, I realized Tom Cruise is a weird man. And he wants you, Tom Cruise.
He doesn't want you to know that, though.
No. He's all American. Tom Cruise wants you to start going back to the movies. You know, all the theaters are opening back up. So what did he do? He filmed himself going to the movies.
Wouldn't people love to see that, Stan?
Oh.
Here we are. Back to the movies. Welcome back to the movie theater, everybody. I loved it.
Well, it was kind of tepid applause for a star of his magnitude.
Yeah. Big star. Strange little man.
Oh, you got no idea. I don't know what Leah Remini put in the book, but woo.
Oh, you got to read it. Strange man. You know, I'm just going to play it.
I know he believes that if he's driving by and sees a car accident, that he feels the need to stop because he's the only person that can save that man's life.
Well, doctor can't.
Doctor can't. Ambulance won't do any good. And if Tom Cruise keeps driving, he knows that he's responsible.
Yep. Strange man. During an interview yesterday.
I don't know if it's a mind meld he does or what, but it's something like that.
It ain't that. During an interview yesterday, Keanu Reeves said Bill and Ted are not stoners.
What?
I'd like to get one thing straight. Bill and Ted are not stoners.
Whoa.
Bill and Ted, you know, they have a nice outlook on life. They like people. They're friendship.
What?
Don't ask me. They're promoting the movie.
So, if I understand him correctly, he's saying that if you think they're stoners, show some respect. They're just slow.
Yeah, I guess they're just slow.
They're touched.
Yep, touched. A little Paulie. I'm going to play you this clip. I think it was a setup, and I think in today's atmosphere, it was done on purpose to prove a point. America's Got Talent had a comedian on last night.
Why am I picturing it America's Got Talent followed by a question mark and you saying a quote-unquote comedian appeared?
He's going by the name. These are people that want to go and become big stars.
Like Geechee Guy on Star Search?
Yeah, but this is pure setup to reflect the times. Because the comedian's name was Usama Siddiqui, and he went on stage and did comedy referring, degrading to women, and thinking that it was funny, and then it gave a chance for the panel to really go and attack him. Here you go. This was...
It's not like they didn't know what he was going to say.
Of course. Take a listen. Pure setup. Pure plan.
Was he funny?
No. He was a horrible comedian.
If he was funny, I'd back him.
Horrible.
Club music is so fun. The DJ could say anything he wants in the beat. As long as he adds a beat drop, it makes it all okay, right? Biggie be like, women shouldn't vote. What? Get back to the kitchen, girl. What?
Yeah.
Beats are too fun. When that beat drops, so does feminism.
What?
Some of y'all skeptical. I'll prove it right now. Heidi, if I called you a tramp, you'd be like, how dare you, right? But if I was like, tramp, 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 yeah, you'd be like, well, I do get loose on occasion. Thank you guys so much. That's my time.
Heidi?
What did I think?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Being called a tramp probably was my least uncomfortable part of the whole thing. But that's just me.
You know what? I was laughing, and then for
Sophia
a second, I'm like, should I be not laughing? Should I feel guilty that I'm laughing? Your material, it was kind of risky tonight.
Planned. Can I just, let's cleanse the palate. Please, we got to cleanse the palate. Let's wrap up the grab bag with George Carlin.
That word, yes. Nice. It's just such a soft, kind of flabby word. You know, there's no character to it.
Nice. Isn't he nice? Oh, he is so nice. And she's nice, too. Isn't that nice?
It's like fine. How are you?
Fine. Nobody's fine. Hair is fine. How's your hair? Fine.
That makes a lot more sense to me.
Some guys are great. You ever hear that? How are you? Great. Isn't this great? Look, they're going to kill that guy. Isn't that great?
Not me. I'm not nice. I'm not fine. I'm not great. People ask me how I am. I say I'm fairly decent. No superlatives. Nothing to gossip about. I say I'm relatively okay. Or moderately neato.
Yeah, so fair to middling. No great shakes.
Whatever.
Yeah, grab bag.
Why are you imposing on me to come up with an answer? Yeah,
that's my truth.
Because you don't want to know my truth. Why don't you just say hello instead?
Pewter mug, North, bringing us the grab bag.
How are you, Stan?
Fine.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'm great. When we come back, the local beat.
You could do the Arlie Ermey. Outstanding!
Yeah. You know about the Cincinnati Bengal football player?
No, because you told me to stop reading the news.
Immokalee grad. Dad goes missing. He comes back to look for him. Breaks training camp. Goes to look
for
him.
And I'm sure all kinds of bubble COVID protocols.
And he got arrested. I'll give you the details.
Oh, no.
It's everywhere. I'll give you the details. Tell
That's
you what's going on.
That's not nice. He should be at camp.
Yep. Local beat is coming up next.
Where Joey Burrow is just tearing it up.
But you know what? I think anybody, if your dad goes missing and...
Well, ask Michael Jordan.
You're coming home. You're going to go find him. It's just the way it turned out wasn't the way it was planned. Stan and Haney.
Not like that. America's Got Talent. That was planned.
That was 100% planned.
All right, I got you.
96.
Ready to move on.
K-Rock.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Going to have the local beat for you in just a moment. In about 30 minutes, are you smarter than Haney?
What's going on with this storm?
Oh, Cat 4 was just upgraded to a Category 4. It's going to hit right at the border between Texas and Louisiana. Cat 4.
Right between Houston and New Orleans.
Yep. Yes.
And it's a Cat 4.
Yep.
God bless them.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hot damn 2020.
Hey, Gary.
Gary, what's going on? How are you, brother?
Hey, brother, I just wanted to thank you for turning me on to that Cass County album by Don Henley.
Oh, yes. Oh,
the one that sat around the office for 5 years.
Is
that a good album or what?
Man, in the lineup, I brought it up on a computer, the lineup of musicians he's got in that thing is like the who's who.
And the songs are great.
They're great. They're good bourbon sipping music.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. Have you been sipping bourbon today already, buddy?
No, not today.
Okay. All right.
Wanted to thank you.
All right. No problem.
All right, boys.
Yeah.
God bless.
God bless you. It's beer in the daytime, don't you?
Hear from Gare.
It is good to hear from Gare. By the way, Smarter Than Haney coming up. Get your the Metallica S&M2 DVD download.
It'll only take you 8.8 days to download.
Except if you had a dial-up modem.
Oh, yeah.
But that's going to be up for grabs. Lovely Carly's going to be joining us as one lucky Stan and Haney listener.
Okay.
Go head-to-head with Haney.
You're killing me because everybody knows about this Cincinnati Bengals player except me.
Let's do the local beat because this is a strange, bizarre, and sad story. Because anytime, you know, you can't find your dad, that's a problem. And he had to leave training camp, and it turned even worse. Immokalee grad Mackenzie Alexander arrested as police search for his missing father. That's the headline. I believe I got mine from the news press. It's on all the local stations.
And he plays for the Bengals.
Yes, I'll get into details about that as well. Cincinnati Bengals cornerback. You say that fast, it sounds like quarterback, but he's a cornerback. Mackenzie Alexander was arrested last night on one count of battery, according to the Collier County Sheriff's Office. Alexander left Bengals camp on Tuesday to be with his family in Immokalee after his father, Jean Alexandre, was reported missing Monday night. Alexandre, along with another man, went to Okeechobee County to pick palmetto berries. The other man left Okeechobee, leaving Alexander's father behind.
Nice.
The arrest came after Alexander was accused of confronting the man who left his father there. This according to the NFL Network. Alexander, an Immokalee High School grad, remained in custody early this morning. And his bond status is not listed on the Collier County website.
Because he went to the man that left his father behind and said,
yes,
WTF.
Yep. He has a court date now listed for September 17th. So just before I continue with this, he's at Bengals camp. Emergency in the family. He has to leave and find out some son of a bitch left his man, his old man, in Okeechobee. Any son would go, where is that son of a bitch? And
and they're out gathering palmetto berries. He could be anywhere.
Anywhere. Per the Lake Okeechobee News, deputies and canine teams, along with officers from the Florida Wildlife Commission, helicopters from the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office, and four-wheelers are continuing the search for Alexandre. The Collier County...
Did the guy say that he was with say anything?
So far, and I have the article right here, I don't know that the guy has even been identified in the media yet. And yeah, you'd want to know, you'd want...
That would be the one person that would have an idea.
Yeah. The search was expected to continue. Collier Sheriff's Public Information Officer Ryan Sheets said Yeah, the search is continuing with multiple county police forces. Alexandre, the father, 65, was reported missing to the Collier County Sheriff's Office on Monday night. The Sheriff's Office then called the Okeechobee Sheriff's Office Tuesday morning. This according to Channel 12 in West Palm Beach, the TV news. So this is the status where it's at. Alexander's been arrested. His father is still missing. And they're searching. Alexander and his twin brother grew up in town with their parents who were agricultural workers before graduating from Immokalee High School in 2013. Alexander signed a one-year deal with the Bengals in March. He previously played for the Minnesota Vikings for four seasons. They say Alexander is expected to be Cincinnati's top slot corner this year. And it is just a...
What is he accused of?
He got charged... one count of battery, which means he went after the guy. And battery means he laid hands on him. I can go and yell at you, and that's assault. Battery is, now I'm laying hands on you, and I'm doing something to you. But wouldn't you think that's the most, that's the response you would expect? A man leaves your old man who's 65?
No, there's a lot going on here.
That and nobody knows about.
And it all revolves around this one guy.
Yeah.
Because he's, as far as I can tell, he's the only one that says he went to Okeechobee. Do we know that he went to Okeechobee?
Yeah, good point. And the interesting thing is...
Did they have words? What the hell happened?
I had first saw this story early this morning. I wasn't able to sleep last night. I was up at 5 o'clock. And at,
same problem?
Yeah. And sinuses.
Oh.
But at that point, the follow-up of him being arrested hadn't been released yet, that he had just come back because they were searching for his father. And then I get into work, and I find out, well, he made contact with the guy who left his old man there, and now he's in the middle of getting ready for football season. He gets popped in his hometown for battery because of this person that left his old man in Okeechobee. Bizarre.
Yeah, something is very much not right there.
So there you go. We'll keep you posted on this. This is a big story, not only in the NFL, it's a big story locally, and everybody's covering the story.
My gut tells me they got the wrong guy in jail.
Yeah. And we were talking around. We used to see them coming here to the radio station to pick those berries.
Mm-hmm.
They go for something like 30, what was it?
It was very lucrative.
35 cents a pound.
Mm-hmm.
For these palmetto berries. What do they do with them, Haney? What do
you? They're turned into supplements.
Vitamin supplements?
Yeah, you go to like a GNC, and they sell them like saw palmetto.
That's what they call it?
I think so, yeah.
And I think you need a license for it, too, don't you? To go picking them, and then if you trespass
maybe,
on property...
Maybe, or, theoretically, yeah. I doubt many people have that license.
But a lot of them will wind up on private property. The cops had to get them out of here because they were picking the berries.
Yeah, I remember that. But those guys were actually, they didn't bother anybody.
No,
they were very well-mannered, and when they were asked to leave, they left.
Hold on, what is this? Palmetto berries is an all-cash deal. Guy may be whacked. For like $1,000, $2 to $3.50 a pound in some years. So I'm hearing the 35 cents a pound. I'm hearing here $3.50 a pound. Hold on. We have somebody that might know something. Junior, do we know if this person has information for us?
Yeah, he wants to chime in about the berries.
Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, and this is Todd. Listen, back in the 80s, those palmetto berries were going between, like, sometimes $7.50 to, like, $8.50 a pound.
I'm hearing, right now, 35 cents a pound, $3.50 a pound.
Well, I guess it probably depends on how popular the supplement is at that time.
Is it a tough year this year for berries?
Nope. What has gone on is that actually it's just a natural, you know, they grind it up and they make a natural thing for the cancer. But back then, it was like one of the big things. So back then, you paid a premium for them. And remember, the green ones were always the best one to bring in. If you had the big, fat green ones, they always paid the top price.
Really? And how do you know about this?
Because when back in the 80s, when you were making $5 or $6 an hour in the restaurant, you go picking berries in the afternoon and make yourself extra money. That's all.
So you've done it?
Oh, yes, sir. I used to pick them all the time because... You know, when I was making less than $20,000 a year and I had kids to feed,
you go pick
berries, and on a good day, you might make $100 or $200 on a really good day.
So I appreciate the info. Thank you.
Yeah, have a nice day, sir.
Thank you, buddy. All right, good. I'm glad I found that out. When we come back, are you smarter than Haney? The lovely Carly will join us. Somebody is going to walk away with that new Metallica S&M2 DVD and get qualified for the deluxe set, which we'll be giving away a little bit later on. Are you smarter than Haney? Stan and Haney right here.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. If you've looked out a window or... are on our roadways. It's raining, especially here down in Estero. So bear with us. Be careful. A lot of lightning, a lot of rain. But then again, it could be worse. Louisiana and Texas looking at a Cat 4 just offshore. So hopefully this will pass and we'll be all right. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Well, there's water coming out of the sky, Stan.
Yes, it is. It's a little damp out there. What do you got there? What do you got? You got prizes for us?
Yeah, I have your K-Rock polos.
Ah.
Real exciting, I'm sure.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah, it sure
whenever
is.
Whenever we get some new clothing, did the right size, jumbo?
Yeah.
Okay. just making sure.
Extra jumbo.
Yeah, extra jumbo. I appreciate that. I want to let both Haney and Carly know that for today's Are You Smarter Than Haney? We are going.
It'll be all trick questions.
We're going back to the original board, which includes
geography,
geography, and arts and literature.
Oh no!
Geography and arts and literature added to the board. Gone for this week, at least. Wild card.
That's my favorite, though.
I know, I know, but trust me. Some of the questions I've been getting a lot of complaints from the both of you. That it's their school boy questions, and we're going to have a little bit more adult questions here. Is that all right? I don't want any more complaints. Oh, that's how easy. Well, why you gave him an easy one? These are all a certain level.
You don't want any more complaints?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I read the question.
You know what else?
As it is written, and I go with the answer on the card.
You don't want any more questions. And I just heard that people in hell want ice water. Sorry about that, Carly. I didn't mean for you to hear that ugly talk.
Yeah, that's ugly talk right there. Six categories. First person to get all six will be the winner. If you defeat Haney, you're going to get the Metallica S&M2 DVD download and be qualified for the grand prize, which is the deluxe Metallica set. Which we'll be giving away later. Carly right here is your lifeline. She will answer one category for you. It must be before I ask the question, you say, I would like to use my lifeline. Understood? Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think
come on, Carly, let's sing.
Oh, my God.
She's never sung, ever.
ever.
Not even when she was a little kid. She wouldn't sing.
You prove you're smarter than me.
What about ABCs? You never sang that?
You don't sing that. You just say that.
Oh, that's the ABC song.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Did you do that?
Now I know my ABCs.
Probably as a kid, yeah.
So she did. She sang once.
You're a contestant, stands the host.
Hi.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. You answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, you lose. The Metallica DVD up for grabs and in the running for the grand prize. That's what's up for grabs today. Carly?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener. That does not necessarily mean the first listener that we take. You got to be able to play the game. We got to have a clean connection. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Mark.
Mark, would you like to play?
Sure.
All right, Mark. You're familiar with the game and how it's done?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Let me get your name down, Mark. Say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
Hi there.
Hi, Mark.
And Haney over here is your opponent.
Hi, Haney.
Hello.
The categories: geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, science, and sports and leisure. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. But, Mark, if Haney cannot answer the question, gets it wrong, you have the category open, you can steal it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Haney, category, please.
The suspense is building.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Geography.
All right. Geography.
Are you wearing glasses?
The lettering in these cards is so small, and I had to turn the lights up because I can't see the words. So pardon me.
No problem. They're not a fashion statement.
No, they're not. They're known as readers. Haney, what is the only letter not used to begin the English language name of a country? The only letter not to be used to begin the English name of a country.
X.
You are absolutely correct. It is X. And you got geography. Mark, you got geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History, please.
History for Mark. Listen carefully. What type of vessel was powered by a hand-cranked propeller when first used in combat in 1776? What type of vessel was powered by a hand-cranked propeller when first used in combat in 1776?
It was a submarine, and it was called the Turtle.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. Nice job on that. Nice job. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, science, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature, my favorite.
Arts and literature. Haney, what joy of painting painter was known for his happy little trees?
Bob Ross.
You are correct. Bob Ross. Nice job. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay, good, good. All right, Mark.
I didn't.
Well, I'm surprised. I used to watch him in college because if I wanted to go and take a nap, you just listen to him talk. It would put me to sleep.
And you smoked a lot of pot then, too, didn't
you? Huge amounts.
And you'd watch him.
Yep. It was great. Mark, geography, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, science, sports and leisure.
Science and nature.
Science and nature. Listen carefully now, Mark. What is the only fruit to have its seeds on the outside. The only fruit to have its seeds on the outside.
That would be a strawberry.
You are correct. In science and nature. Did you know that, Carly?
Yes, I did know that.
See, now what happens when we get to your question?
I don't know. I don't even understand the question half the time.
Haney, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Mark Haney.
Oh, gee.
Well, Haney, what race is NASCAR's premier event? See, it comes up that way, but Haney?
The Daytona 500.
You are correct.
The granddaddy of them all.
That's right. And you've taken care of sports and leisure. All right, Mark, you have geography, entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure. You have Carly as a lifeline still.
I think I'll do a lifeline.
All right, Carly, you want to pick a category?
What are they again?
Geography, entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure. This would be for Mark.
Let's do the literature.
Arts and literature. All right, it's multiple choice. Multiple choice in arts and literature. Carly, for Mark, whose skull does Hamlet hold and talk to in Shakespeare's play? Was it Horatio's, Macbeth's, or Yorick's? Whose skull is he talking to? Is he talking to, in Shakespeare, Hamlet, Horatio's, Macbeth's, or Yorick's?
I'm going to go with A.
Horatio?
Yes.
That is incorrect. Haney already has arts and literature. Mark, by just some chance, did you know?
I would say Macbeth.
No. You would have, even if you had it, you would have lost. No harm, no foul there. Serve is broken, though, and Mark Haney has control. Haney, entertainment, history, science, and nature.
Science. Entertainment.
Entertainment for Mark Haney. Haney, in entertainment, what 1994 Claire Danes TV series was canceled after one season yet still remains popular today?
My So-Called Life.
Yeah. Entertainment done.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Carly, I shouldn't know that.
But
I don't know how I do, but I shouldn't.
All right, Mark. Geography, entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Geography.
Geography for Mark. Mark, in geography, what professional baseball team plays its home games in Queens, New York? Queens.
The Mets.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right, it is the Mets.
Yankees, you just like saying
Yankees
that.
Yankees play in the Bronx.
He likes to say final answer.
Well, you know what? I feel like Regis a little bit. God rest his soul. Somebody's got to fill those shoes. All right, Haney. Two categories remaining for you. History, science, and nature.
History.
History for Mark Haney. Haney, what 140-proof liquor, banned in Europe since World War I, resurfaced as a novelty item in the 90s?
Absinthe.
Yes, sir. Haney is
the
now...
The Little Green Fairy.
Yes! Haney is now at match point. However, Mark has control. Mark, we have entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
I will take entertainment.
Entertainment. Let me see. Jeez. All right. I think I know the answer to this one. Got to put Mark in entertainment. What was the slowest the bus could go without exploding in the movie Speed? What was the slowest the bus could go without exploding in the movie Speed?
I am going to say,
I need an answer.
70 miles an hour.
70 miles an hour. That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Haney already had entertainment. Do you know how fast?
No, I don't.
Haney?
Was it 80?
No. The slowest it could go.
Wasn't it like 45 or 50?
It was 50. It was 50.
That's 50 more minutes. Reasonable than I thought the guy was.
Yeah. All right, Haney, here's how this is going to work. And Mark, listen up because you're still involved in this. Haney has science and nature as match point. If he misses, you already have the category, but you will have control and the game will continue. But Haney, if you get it right, game over. Have you used a lifeline yet?
No, I haven't, Stan, and I just have the feeling that my work today is done.
Okay. So Carly will answer for Mark Haney in science and nature. Science. Thank you. You missed it the last time. Multiple choice.
Oh, great.
So you got a shot at this here. What is, Carly, what is a shooting star? Is it a dying star, a comet, or meteor? A shooting star, is that a dying star, a comet, or a meteor?
A dying star.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Yeah. It is not a dying star. It is a meteor. It is flying, and it's coming into our atmosphere, catching on fire, and shooting across the sky.
It's burning up in the atmosphere.
Oh.
It's all right. Science.
I always thought it was a dying star.
No. Science and nature. Still open for Mark Haney. Now, Mark, you've got entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
It's what they call a target-rich environment.
Yeah. Arts and literature?
Literature.
All right. In arts and literature... For you, Mark. How many times did Eminem flunk the ninth grade before opting not to pursue a career in academia? How many times did he flunk the ninth grade?
I will say two.
That is incorrect. Any guesses?
I don't
flunking
care.
Flunking the ninth grade before...
I would say four too.
Four. Three times. We go back to...
Three times a matey.
We now go back to Mark Haney, whose work is not done in science and nature. Science! Multiple choice for you, Haney, in science and nature. Science! Thank you, Junior. Real simple, Haney, and I'll give you the choices. What color is a giraffe's tongue? Is it blue, orange, or pink? A giraffe's tongue. Blue, orange, pink.
Pink. Hold on. Can I use my lifeline?
You know, you already used your lifeline.
Who cares?
How come I always know the other answer?
Who cares? Come on, let me use my lifeline.
And you said pink.
No, let me use my lifeline.
Let's go to our judges. A bell or buzzer? Is he allowed to ask again? No, you already gave an answer.
I want to use my lifeline.
You already used it.
You said pink. That is incorrect. It is blue.
And Carly knew it. Mm-hmm.
Scientists think the color may help prevent sunburn. You're saved again, Mark, but you gotta score here. Entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature again. Who tried to put Humpty Dumpty together again?
All the king's men and all the king's horses.
Yeah, that's not kind of reversed, but all the king's men and all the king's horses yet couldn't put Humpty together again. You got arts and literature. All right, good. Haney, back to science and nature for the game. Haney, which of these is not found in the ear? Which of these is not found in the ear? Multiple choice. The labyrinth, anvil, or trapezium?
Labyrinth.
That is incorrect.
Oh, come on.
The trapezium, it is a bone in the wrist. Jeez. Man, did you know that, Mark?
Yes, I did.
I know.
The labyrinth sounds totally made up.
It's not. Mark, entertainment, sports and leisure.
Entertainment, I guess.
Entertainment. I'm going to ask this question because if you miss it, I know Haney will know the answer to it. But he already has the category, so it's not against you. In entertainment, Mark, what is the title of Hanson's 1997 breakthrough hit?
I do not know that.
Okay. Buzzer him. Haney, you already have the category, but I know you know the answer.
Mm-bop.
Yep.
Bop, bop, bop.
Did you know that?
I did know that. I actually remember the music video for it.
Haney, we're back to science and nature for the game.
Well, fifth time's a charm.
Sure is.
Finish him.
Haney, which of these substances is not a metallic element on the periodic table? Gold, silver, bronze is not a metal element on the periodic table.
Bronze.
Final answer?
Final frigging answer.
You are absolutely correct. It is a mixture of other metals, including copper and it's a metal alloy made up of other metals, including copper. Victory is finally yours after science and nature. You know what? You made a nice comeback there, Mark. You still didn't defeat Haney, but we still have the Metallica DVD for you if you tell my friend Mark Haney here something.
Haney, you are smarter than me.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Hold on, Mark, and we'll get you set up with the Metallica DVD download. Hold on. Thank you, Carly. I want you to redeem yourself.
She already did.
No, I if made the giraffe's tongue.
Yeah, one. If you'd let her answer the giraffe Uba. Question.
I'm going to get it wrong.
No, you're not. Carly, a Virgin Mary is a Bloody Mary minus what ingredient?
The alcohol?
What kind of alcohol?
The vodka?
Yes, correct.
I knew it.
Carly, thank you for playing.
You're welcome.
And Haney, let's close the lid on this thing.
You are still.
Thank you, Carly.
You're welcome.
Carly, thank you. Thank you for the shirts.
You're welcome.
Double jumbos.
Yeah, double jumbos.
You get two of them.
All right. Nice. Yeah.
Take your prizes.
Hat in hand.
Conquer.
Now you finally start to understand nothing personal. That's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Wednesday afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get your first look at traffic here. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. Beware, Junior. Also, I want to tell you, it's Metallica week here on K-Rock. You just heard another big winner. Well, he didn't win. Haney won, but he still got the prize, the Metallica S&M 2 DVD.
Because that's the story of Haney's life.
Yeah. He wins, but loses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So all this week, after Dave and Chuck the Freak listen to win a digital download of the S&M 2 and qualify to win the deluxe 4-album collector's edition, plus Metallica music all weekend. Of course, Saturday, it's the big Metallica drive-in movie at the Collier County Fairgrounds. You still have a chance to win a carload of tickets at 96krock.com. And on Sunday at 8 p.m., a two-hour Metallica special featuring a preview of S&M 2 and interviews with all the band members. You want more details?
Oh, sure. That's a lie.
What do you mean?
Oh, the other guys will probably say hi, but yeah. Lars will do all the talking.
Well, that's usually the case. You want all the details? 96krock.com.
Won't let him get a word in edgewise.
Or the K-Rock mobile app.
I think what James is trying to say. Yeah, thanks, Lars.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, looky here. We will start in Fort Myers. Got a traffic control. Monroe Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Also Fort Myers. Crash, 13,000 block of Orange River Boulevard, right at the Citrus River Estates. Then we got one showing up in Bonita Springs. It's a crash. South Tamiami Trail and Bay Landing Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's right here, right now, and is going to give you today's headlines. This is what's coming up.
Coming up, in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Right.
You know, yesterday we were briefly discussing peanut butter sandwiches. Today, we bring you the world's most expensive peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, that's one of them Crustables. Go talk to the engineer, Junior.
Why are we off the air again?
We're fading.
I mean, should I bother?
Well, we have streaming listeners and certain.
Does that mean I can cuss?
Well, technically, but he's going to go talk to the engineer. For those of you that are wondering, we are in Estero, and moments ago, just torrential rain and lightning came through, okay? Last time I checked, I'm not an engineer. Sorry about that, folks.
Well, it's available now. The Brokini, the bikini for men.
No, thank you.
A man gets a DUI after crashing into the psychics business. And finally, we're going to try to give you some wisdom here. There are men who naturally enjoy fighting.
Oh, yes.
But they enjoy fighting other men.
Yes.
Men don't like to fight with women. Women like to fight with men. And there's no good way out of it.
No, no.
Because as you'll see, when you have the thought, I don't want to be involved with this, I'll just remove myself from the situation. Maybe I'll go to bed. No. If you do that, if you refuse to engage in the fight,
yeah,
you're simply provoking her.
In some instances, yes.
A man had the nerve, unmitigated gall, to simply ignore his wife during an argument. Now, for those of you that aren't experienced, you might think that would de-escalate it. She responded by stabbing him in the back.
Yeah, and this is the second story within a week where a man did not want to argue with his wife, and she escalated it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the one in India that divorced the husband because he wouldn't fight. And then there was the one, I think, Largo or Clearwater, where they were on the boat.
Yep.
He went below to go to sleep, refused to fight, so she opened the hatch and urinated on him.
Yep.
Same! Same! Yeah.
No, they don't know what that means.
They don't understand that.
Not when they're in that mood. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. I said laughter, not cackles. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Today is National Dog Day.
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
dog tweets.
Top dog tweets. They're going around. Every other radio station in the building sounds fine. It's sabotage.
But it's okay.
Top dog tweets.
Top dog tweets.
Why would anyone want to go on a walk when they could just stay home and spend the afternoon licking themselves?
What? What did you say?
That's what I thought you said.
All right. Go lie down.
My God, I'm a dog. I just joined Twitter. And somehow, I'm already involved in a feud with Nicki Minaj.
I hate you, Glares!
Don't pet me, dude. I saw you on Pornhub.
Oh, I'm wet.
Just because you watch me take a dump doesn't mean I want to do the same. Hashtag close the door.
This is not real!
You're watching Marley and Me again? Don't you realize that's a snuff film?
Wow. Bunch of bitches.
And finally, the very top dog tweet.
Yes.
Retweet if you awoke from a sudden nap at the vet to find your nuts missing. I know, buddy.
I know.
And that, my friends, is V4.
Helmet left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
All right, let's take these one after the other. Junior yesterday admitted he posted on his social media the burning picture of a Trump flag.
We tried to tell him it was a mistake.
He was lectured to by the program director. He apologized reluctantly to us. And then a listener got upset, saying that he should apologize to the listeners. And he did.
And
that.
I believe Heather let him have it with both barrels, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's begin. Some humorous, some taking it very seriously, and, of course, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's start with...
So we'll find out all the various opinions, yes. And then The Guardian will rule.
Yes. Let's start with Scott. Hey, guys. I know Junior is very much in love with AOC.
That's really the root of it.
Yeah. Who he considers a powerful and beautiful woman. But might I suggest a better choice? Kim Yo Jong?
Ooh!
The sister of the dear leader of North Korea is not only far more powerful, but I dare say more attractive as well. She could get Junior anything his heart desires. Rooms full of drum machines and musical equipment being the least consequential of possible gifts. Love you guys. Check into it, Junior. Signed, Scott. She's the one running the country right now. Our buddy Alex Jones, who calls in character... As Alex Jones is, and we love him, but we know he is a liberal, a left.
A psycho-liberal.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I'm going to let you know, Alex, I have not changed the wording of your email. I merely edited for time. I edited for time. Your words are still here unchanged. As Alex Jones writes, Ahoy, gentlemen. I am not making any converts here with my traditionally long-winded rants, and I have refrained from emailing for some time because of this. I like to think I am an old friend of the show. I am well aware that although your politics differ, Stan and Haney, you might trust my judgment on this matter, and know that I, too, know a thing or two about the political compass. I can safely say that Junior is not a socialist. Let alone a communist or Marxist.
That's a relief.
Yeah. I can sympathize from a business perspective that sharing things on social media can be a detriment slash liability for businesses or one's brand. Yes, yes it can. Burning flags, in my opinion, is a bit childish and does nothing to advance anyone's cause, much like the conservatives burning their Nikes and destroying their Gillette razors. Here's the caveat.
You forgot Goodyear tires.
Goodyear tires. Here's the caveat. If you are against cancel culture, as I am, forcing Junior to remove that does not further the anti-cancel movement. It only contributes. Of course, this is a microcosmic example of a macrocosmic issue. One last thing. Guardian? Guardian?
Now he's done it.
I'm happy to hear that you have taken an interest into the evil oligarchs tampering with the sanctity of our peace and democracy. Rather than just focusing on George Soros, let's broaden that perspective and have a look at the Wilkes brothers, Charles and the now deceased David Koch. How about Peter Thiel funding the Proud Boys and Patriot Prayer? Their only real agenda, regardless of political affiliation, is simple. Money and power. Three-card Monty with the American people's future as they laugh all the way to the bank. Toodaloo! Love you guys. Signed, Alex Jones. the other side of the coin. The Guardian.
Jesus.
Subject line, no respect for Junior.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well,
we're running the gamut today.
Oh, we sure are. How do we get into this mud? Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, Stan, I have to agree with the email from yesterday. Junior did owe the listeners an apology, which he did. However, in my opinion, he did not mean it. It was half-hearted at best.
You know the odd thing? Ever since you started this segment,
yeah,
he's just been mean mugging
yep.
the whole time, yep, no matter mean, what is said.
Yep, whether it's positive that he's not a Marxist.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't.
He's just pissed the whole time. What was that hand signal?
That's what.
Keep going. That means keep going. Keep reading.
Jesus.
I'm just reading emails. I'm not saying this stuff.
I know. Go ahead.
It's the Guardian.
Please continue.
Because if he was saying it, you'd know it.
Yeah, you'd know it. I'm just reading emails. Oh, where am I? Oh, half-hearted at best. Now, it's my understanding that the picture he posted was of a Trump flag being burned. It is really irrelevant. It shows nothing but disrespect for the office of the presidency, for every current and former serviceman, the flag, and everything American. You want me to continue? I'll stop if you want.
Please keep going. Please.
Annie, what should I do?
I don't think you have any choice but to continue. Okay. You need to honor Junior's wishes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Junior has the right to his opinion, but opinion with respect. I truly believe he has no idea what respect is. That's harsh, Guardian. He's getting madder by the second.
It can't get any worse than that, Stan. Go ahead.
May as well finish it.
Yep.
Junior?
Please continue.
Does Junior really think that if the left wins, they are going to give him and what he likes any respect? So, Junior, what are you going to say when they come to you and say, we don't respect your choice of music or the job that you do? Then what happens? When you lose the ability to do what you love because no one respects you. And I'm sure this will not matter to you, but I do not accept your apology.
Any comment, Junior?
No comment. No, keep going, please.
Well, you just said he didn't accept your apology. You have nothing to say to that?
I don't care about that, old man. Keep going.
Any other names you'd like to call him?
Old Bat.
I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way. Maybe you just should do your job and keep your opinions to yourself. Remember, to get respect, you have to give respect. You want me to keep going?
Please continue.
I'll wrap it. You guys are the best.
No. Was there more?
Well, there was one other line that
please continue,
left
sir.
Out.
Please.
You know, I feel like I'm getting ripped off here.
I do not respect you. He had it in there. You guys are the best.
As a man, he doesn't respect him. Okay.
He's done it again!
So he's called Junior's very manhood into question. You're just reading an email, man.
I'm just reading an email. Thought we'd covered both sides of it. Are you calling me a dick or are you calling the Guardian a dick?
The Guardian.
You're calling The Guardian publicly a dick. Wow.
Wow. That's some strong words.
Well, that's probably the end of it.
Yeah, that'll probably smooth things over. Now, everybody's gotten it off their chest.
Yep.
Everybody's got all their...
Probably won't hear another word about it.
Another word about it. Stan and Haney. Jeez. 96 K-Rock.
What you're going to hear today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Hopefully that band of rain and lightning has passed by. At least here in Estero, it's clearing up a little bit. Then we're going to tell you about 96 K-Rock's half-price deals. A lot of you know about it, but it's a great place to get discounts on a whole lot of things. We'll tell you about that in just a second. But first, let's get you updated. A few things on the board. We will start in Cape Coral. Traffic control. Southwest 28th Street and Santa Barbara Boulevard. Then the next two are in Bonita Springs. We got a crash, 12,000 block of Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And then we also have a crash, 27,000 block of Old 41 Road, right at the Center Park in Bonita Springs. And you are up to date. You're looking for great deals? Go to 96krock.com and save at Southwest Florida's best restaurants, businesses, and attractions. You can also check out K-Rock's half-price deals and sign up for the all-new and revamped Stan and Haney VIP Club, where you'll find out about us, and you can sign up for that. It's all at 96krock.com and on the K-Rock mobile app. Half-price deals. Ahoy.
Hey, boy.
Oh, no. Where have you been, Joffrey?
Here and there.
Mm-hmm. Haven't heard from you in a while. Been beat up lately?
As a matter of fact, yes.
What do you want? What do you want? Why do you call this show?
I just got back to town.
Where were you?
I paid a little visit to our nation's capital and the Virginia area.
Very good. That's a nice monuments up there. A lot of history up in that area.
Yes, a lot of angry people, too.
Yeah, well, yes. Yes, there is.
I was in our nation's capital dining al fresco.
What, in the nude? Is that what that means? Aren't you you're dining in the nude?
No, it means that there's tables on the sidewalk because they won't let people eat inside.
Oh, al fresco. I thought that means going au naturel.
No, I think that's al dente.
All right, one or the other. All right, so you're going al fresco, eating outside in our nation's capital. Whoop-dee-ding-dong mm-hmm. day. You're wearing a mask?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What kind, a paper or a cloth?
A cloth.
Okay, yeah, that's what CDC recommends, and no vents.
My neighbor lady makes them.
Oh, really? What does she make them out of?
I'm not really sure. Bed sheets, panties, undies, whatever's handy.
Yeah. No, a lot of those women make those masks out of their old panties.
And you know what's funny? There's more than one lady in my complex that makes them, yeah. And they all think it's their idea.
Yeah, I know. And they sell them for a price.
Yeah, and they get mad at each other and go, "You stole my idea. Yeah. I was the first one to do that."
Doesn't take a genius. Make sure they wash them first.
Yeah, and then they get really competitive, and they start, like, getting different fabrics, like leopard print and
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Anywho.
Yes. What do you want?
So I was dining al fresco.
You know, do I really want to hear? You know, deep down inside, I don't like you. Put down the smoke. Put down the moors.
Why don't you like me?
What do you think? You've been calling this show for the last 25 years. Still the same old broken record with you.
Well, so are you.
Don't even. Well, I'm not asking you to call me.
Touché.
Okay, fair enough. So you're going El Dante in D.C., right out there,
yes,
on the sidewalk.
And I did not have a dining companion.
Oh, so you were dining solo.
Yes, and it was very uncomfortable because I was sitting in a wire chair at a wire table, like right on the street. Mm-hmm. And then this angry mob of people show up.
Yep, right when you're eating.
And they, yeah, I was trying to drink my apple teeny in peace.
Yep.
And this angry mob shows up, and they start screaming at me.
Let me guess, silence is violence?
I don't know. They were talking over each other. It's just very disconcerting. Mm-hmm. When you're enjoying an apple teeny 1 minute and a crowd turns the corner and starts pointing their fingers at you and screaming.
I saw it in the paper. I saw it in there. Were you eating anything or just having an apple teeny by yourself?
At that point, I was enjoying an apple teeny and what I like to call heavy apps.
Sure.
A small riposte.
Yeah, maybe a couple of coconut shrimp. Maybe, you know, something like that, a chicken finger.
I think what I had was called the Tower of Cheese.
Okay. All right.
Where they have, like, a special plate for it.
Sure.
It's like a pyramid of cheese.
Yep. Sure.
Some melted, some not. Mm-hmm. It's like a volcano.
Yeah, a little side of bread for dipping into it.
Exactly. So I've got like 75 people all focused on me screaming.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around for help, but the people around me are putting their fists in the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all I did mm-hmm. was tell them to please stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
A group of a bunch of Black Lives Matter people, right?
I don't know because they seem to be mostly angry, overweight white women.
Yes, yes. There wasn't a black person there. And they were going up to people, I guess you, in the D.C. area and crowding them and putting their fists up in the air and saying silence is violence.
So this is a thing?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, do you know what they wanted?
I have no idea what they want. They're just making you uncomfortable.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yep. And frankly, I've had it.
Anywho, enough of that.
Yes.
So you're a right winger.
I like to say I'm a moderate.
Okay,
fiscally conservative, moderate, socially.
You know what I like to say?
What's that?
Fiscally irresponsible, socially irresponsible.
Yeah, well, it's nice when you have daddy paying for everything. You know, so, okay, yeah, I am a registered Republican, that is a fact, but I'm a moderate.
Do you know that crowd, that right-wing crowd?
What right-wing crowd? I don't belong to any group or anything. I'm me. Well, I go home and take care of my wife and me and hope to wake up the next day.
Well, I'm looking for a righty to do me a solid.
Well, yeah, stop calling me like a righty to do you a solid. You know what? I've done you solids before in the past, and it's gotten me nothing but in trouble.
Look, all I need is like a phone number or an address.
For what?
I'm looking for a woman named Becky Falwell.
You mean Jerry? I know who she is.
You've probably never heard of her.
I have heard of her.
But Stan, I think I found Mrs. Wright.
I don't know that you have. She was messing around with the pool boy.
This woman, to me, is everything a woman should be.
All right, give me an example how.
Well, she found an attractive young pool boy.
Yes.
And invited her husband to watch.
That's what she alleges, but he says that's not the case.
Oh, come on.
And the pool boy was evidently blackmailing him.
She hooked up with a pool boy named Giancarlo.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Went around on a lot of trips with him. He's in a lot of pictures with the Falwells.
And I've looked at every one of them.
Yeah.
And this is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
What are you talking about? She's a middle-aged woman, kind of on the pudgy side, and evidently is, not loyal.
Wow.
This is what do you look, first of all, how long have you been divorced now, Joffrey, since you dropped that beard, your wife?
She just left.
So you're still legally married?
I really don't know. It's been
either
a while.
You know, has a judge signed anything? You're still married to the woman.
The last time that I checked the clerk of court's website, it said pending.
Okay, you're still married. So well, you're gonna go off with
Becky. And you know what? I think when you find the one, you have to go after her.
What would you like me to do about it? I don't have her personal phone number or anything like that. It's not like I'm mixed up in that crowd.
Well, I don't even understand. I don't pay attention to politics, but I hear Junior's a lefty and you're a right winger, and she's supposed to be a right winger, and you guys stick together, and you probably know her phone number.
No, why don't you enroll in a couple of classes at Liberty University, and then maybe, just maybe, you can make contact with her.
Liberty University, huh?
Yeah, he was the, Falwell Jr. was the head of Liberty. Liberty University, big school. Big. His daddy used to run that until he took over the theme park.
Yeah, well, I went down to Lynchburg.
Yeah.
And,
had an Appletini there, too, I bet, huh?
Several. And I worked up enough courage where I thought that I'd found their farm.
Yes.
And in short order, I was told that it was private property and nobody lived there.
That's right. So how am I supposed to help you? How am I supposed to help you?
I winked at the security guard and I said, I'm a friend of Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he produced the nightstick.
Yeah, and took it to you, didn't he? Gave you a little flare.
Just in the small of my back.
Why don't you go up just next time little, and tell me you're the pool boy?
It was just a little howdy-do.
Mm-hmm. A little waker-upper.
But have you seen pictures of this woman?
I have. There's nothing there. It's a woman that was supposedly happily married with a family, and she's screwing around with the pool boy, and he blackmails him. Hey, he makes good life choices, doesn't she?
She's a friggin' wildcat.
Yeah, she's got a little insatiable things going on there, but...
I mean, you want to talk about get your motor running, heavy metal thunder.
Why,
my God.
Why are you that sexually deprived right now, Joffrey, that you would go and want to mess around with a woman that's in the news right now, that's been having an affair with a pool boy and making the husband watch?
I just think about her with the pool boy and me making eye contact with her and him.
That is so sick. That you're creepy. That's sick. Go back into whatever mud hole you crawled out of. I kind of enjoyed you not being on the show for months.
Me too.
Hey, shut up. Take your problems elsewhere. Take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney. 96 K Rock.
Say hallelujah. Hallelujah, mother. I see all the women come out here wearing their Sunday best. Look at that lady. All painted up like a common street walking whore. I
swear to God, I saw your ass walking down Evans last night, waiting for a gentleman to come by and pick you up in his Cadillac car. We all been reading the newspaper, the New York Times. We seen them all. We seen all about it. The Governor Spitzer and that sweet meat. We seen these street-walking call girls with the big old titties make a man want to stray from the bounds of marriage that God done put down in front of him. Maybe you read a different Bible than I do, motherfucker. Come on, you lazy motherfuckers. At least give me a goddamn amen. What I'm talking about is a family destroyer, a soul destroyer. I'm talking about you can't resist it. You know what I'm talking about, fellas. You see that bitch? You go, oh, good God. Look at them big old titties. All bent over. Maybe some teenage girl out there watching the car. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe some business-looking lady wearing that high-heeled and their skirt on their way to a meeting down at the courthouse when you just come down there to comfort a parishioner who about to go to jail for a long stretch. You smell that perfume, and your lard begins to boil. Can I get a hallelujah? Hallelujah, motherfucker. You know damn well what I'm talking about. You know I'm talking about them big old titties. Can I get an amen for the big titties? Big titties ain't bad, but big titties there to feed the babies. People say to me, Reverend, why you got to be such a motherfucking buzzkill? I'm telling you, it lead you to nothing down the path of ruin. I know this for a fact. Reverend Love ain't perfect. I love me some big old titty. I love me a big, beautiful ass. Oh, you didn't have to tell Reverend Love about nothing about needing no pudding for the cooking. All this stuff done cause Reverend Love his house, called Reverend Love his car. If you notice, the Mrs. Reverend Love ain't here. She gone. And so is my money. So wake the f*** up, motherfucker. You know what Reverend Love's first commandment is? Don't get caught, bitch. How simple I've got to make it for you. You can read it in Isaiah or some shit. Hallelujah, motherfucker. Hallelujah, motherfucker. Now join me in a hymn. Our recession of today. Oh, Lord. Keep them big titties out my face. Let's cause it behind cold doors somewhere where my big ass wife ain't gonna be catching me loving on them big ass titties. She think her old shriveled up milk gonna appeal to me. I'm a virile man, damn it. Hallelujah. And y'all motherfuckers ain't give shit to the building fund. F*** you all.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just a little bit. We'll also get you updated on traffic. 6 o'clock. Al Beck, the new guy, going to take you through your Wednesday evening. But we want to also get you updated on traffic. By the way, I'm looking at, we are so lucky right now, knock on wood, that this Category 4 went around us. And prayers go out to people in Texas and Louisiana, because this thing is a powerful one. Tight, well-defined eye, and moving quick.
Kind of reminds me of Charlie, how tight it is.
Yep. And it's amazing because we remember with Charlie, they had one of the local weather guys on the cable channel where they have their home radar and they can zoom in. You have the national radar.
Mm-hmm.
But with that home radar, like Charlie, we didn't know when that where that was going to make landfall. And just before it hit, it made a little move and went up into Charlotte County.
No, I'll never forget that. Charlie came up the coast, and then it's like it turned on its right turn signal, and instead of continuing north, came straight for us.
And while the national report still had it going on that the certain track, that the local radar
where was like, look out.
It was like, look out. This thing is suddenly moving in a little bit different direction just before it went on shore. Man, that is... Look at it.
Yeah, that's a well-defined eye. It's not a gigantic storm, but it packs a punch.
Yep. Let's hope everybody is as prepared as they can be, because that's not fun. That is.
Well, we know it better. We know it better than most.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Road Watcher sent this one in, said there's a bad accident in Cape Coral, 29th in Santa Barbara. Multiple vehicles involved. Appreciate the Road Watchers. We also have on the board Fort Myers, Crash, Winkler Road, and College Parkway. And you are up to date. One more traffic update coming for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news.
It's true.
Yep.
One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, August 26th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm five-time MMA champ Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Let's start off with everybody's favorite subject.
What is it?
Politics.
Oh!
Everybody loves to talk politics.
I don't.
We know who the two candidates are for president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we call them candidates?
I don't know. Where does the word come from? Candidates.
Goes back to ancient Rome.
All right.
They kind of invented it, you know.
Yeah.
Comes from the Latin word candidatus, which means clothed in white.
Well, Romans know about being clothed in white.
They sure do.
Have a toga party.
Because men running for political offices wore white togas.
Yeah, and partied.
Hard.
Yeah.
Some of them more than others.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at a Nero versus a Tacitus, different levels of partying.
Night and day.
But still, Tacitus on his worst day could out-party you.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it.
Do we like overachievers or do we resent them?
I resent them personally. I resent them. And that's a fault with me.
Well, you will be full of resentment towards Philip Noel Baker from England.
Oh, yeah. Three-worder. Got to have that middle name, too.
You already don't like him.
Nope.
You don't even know why yet.
Nope. Yeah. Somebody all stuck up or a serial killer uses three names.
Well, he lived a charmed life. He is the only person who's ever won an Olympic medal and a Nobel Prize.
Well, hoity-toity.
Good for you, Phil.
Yeah. The hell?
I'm sorry. Our table's all full up.
Oh, look at him.
Sit somewhere else.
You know, the first thing I see, that old picture of him with them little circle.
I know exactly. You want to smack that smirk right off his face.
Yep.
Four eyes.
Yep. Grab those glasses, break them in front of him. Now what are you going to do?
Not so smart now, are you,
no.
Philip?
Yeah. He's got a lot of brill crib in that hair, too. I messed that up.
Yeah. Yep.
Take some scissors out, cut his tie.
Yeah, that face is begging for a pie.
Yeah. Yeah. He does. He looks like he'd be in like a Three Stooges movie. There goes Curly.
Well, the gentleman you're mocking, Stan,
yes,
won the silver as a runner in the 1500 meters at the 1920 Olympics.
He felt shame, didn't get gold.
Then went into politics and won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1959.
Well, there he is crossing the wire. Look at, he's running like a girl.
You're going to have to do a little better. You want me to be impressed. Yeah, congratulations on your silver.
Yeah, means you didn't win.
Give me another beer, Stan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. Have to get my ass out of this chair,
man,
again.
Look at that dumb ass, yeah, running. Oh. Do that on my head.
Yeah. Look at him running all knock-kneed.
Don't mean nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep your Nobel Prize.
That's fake. For some reason, oh, I know why it is. It's because that lady lawyer that was doing 100 miles an hour name dropped him. That's why he's been coming up lately. Owen Wilson, the Butterscotch Stallion.
Yes.
Now, Owen Wilson is an actor. Wes Anderson is a director. Owen Wilson is in damn near every movie Wes Anderson has ever made. And there is a reason for that.
Yeah.
They were roommates at the University of Texas in the early 90s.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
You know, I've realized I haven't watched very many television shows.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a popular show called Friends that I've never seen.
It's been off the air for years. Yes, it was popular.
I'm not sure what it's about.
I don't know. Jennifer Aniston was in it. That's all I know.
Friends was not the original title of the show. As a matter of fact, it went through three titles before arriving at Friends.
Mm.
And I always picture the same executive that makes the final decision. And you know who that executive is to me?
Who?
Our old general manager, Frank.
Oh, yeah.
They went through three titles. The first, Insomnia Cafe.
That would have failed.
You know why Frank refused that one?
Why?
Nobody knows what it's about.
Yeah.
The next title was Six of One. Okay. That's too hoity-toity. Six. Nobody knows what that means. So they finally went back to Frank and said, how about Friends Like Us? How about Friends? It's a show about Friends.
And the rest is history.
Yes.
And he made that decision.
That's how the decisions are made. Yep. You start out with something like Insomnia Cafe that sounds really cool. You put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
What's that mean? Nobody knows what that is. Is it about coffee? Nobody knows.
Well, you say Friends, it's self-explanatory.
How about we just call it Friends Like Us?
No.
What about Friends?
Yeah.
It's about Friends. And that's why it's one of the most successful shows ever.
That's right.
Otherwise, people wouldn't have been able to understand it.
What are some of your most successful shows? Seinfeld.
Maude.
Cheers. Frasier. Single Words.
I never liked that Frasier. I never got it. What was that about? But okay, you did Cheers, so go ahead and call it Frasier. Probably going to fail, though.
Yep.
You should call it Head Shrinker.
No, then you just call it Shrinker. Shorten it up.
What about Dummy? Call him a dummy.
Just call it Dumb.
There you go.
Hit show. One word. Those one word titles.
Friends Like Us. That's a little wordy.
Or you go with the last name of the character. Mannix. Cannon. Columbo.
If I give you guys Friends, which I think is a turd, one of the worst pilots I ever seen, I'll let you make that if you make the show I told you should have made.
What's that?
Tony, starring Tony Danza. We got time or break?
You got time. You got 2 minutes before you have to break.
You know, yesterday we were talking briefly about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
A restaurant in Chicago called PB&J.
See, simple. Gonna go over big.
Nope. They overthought it.
Oh, did they?
Because, you're gonna love this. PB&J stands for Pizza, Beer, and Jukebox.
Okay, there you lost me.
See, that's a little highbrow. No, but you know what? That's an inside joke for you and your a-hole buddies. You call a restaurant PB&J, you better have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the menu. Well, the owners finally realized this. Because everybody that came into the restaurant wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yes.
They didn't offer it. So they decided to fix that.
Okay.
They added a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to the menu. The most expensive peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the entire world. If you go into PB&J.
Yeah.
And have the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to order a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
They'll do it, but it will cost you $350.
Please.
What if I open a restaurant and call it hamburger, but all I serve is eggs? What could possibly...
Yeah.
Other than the fact that they desperately don't want to make it, cost a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, cost you $350. Well, it's the old edible gold trick.
Yeah.
It uses a ridiculously expensive all-natural peanut butter, honey imported from New Zealand for some reason, and a red currant jam from France that is, quote, hand-seeded using goose quills. Now, I insist on that in my personal life. then they realized when you got a big sign that says PB&J and Frank comes in and wants a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and then you tell him it's $350,
yeah,
you're going to have an irate customer. So they finally broke down, and they will sell you a regular peanut butter and jelly sandwich on Wonder Bread with regular stuff for $5, just so you'll leave them alone.
Yeah. $5.
And that's steep. Why you don't get cute. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, I'm so pleased for my good friend Stan that he's finally found love and marriage.
Thank you, Haney.
And he did it the right way, because you see, folks, as a man ages, he becomes a distinguished,
yes,
eligible bachelor.
Yeah, very distinguished.
A woman of a similar age to that distinguished man would be known as a spinster.
That's what they used to call him.
Well, what is a man to do? You don't end up with a spinster. And there's finally a dating app for people like Stan.
Well, all right.
There's a new dating app called 20 Dating. It just launched, and it is specifically for people who are looking to date someone at least 20 years older or younger than they are.
I got that beat.
It only shows matches with at least 2 decades of separation. Anyone else doesn't show up.
Right.
It's kind of a free-for-all. You don't have to like each other before it lets you chat. You can contact anyone you want as long as they're outside that 20-year range. Surprisingly, so far, 2/3 of the members are men.
You don't say.
On Monday afternoon, a 42-year-old gent named Derek Lacombe violently crashed through the front of a psychic business in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He was arrested for drunk driving and reckless operation. Fortunately, no one was hurt in the crash. But when you think about it, if they're operating a psychic business, shouldn't they have known?
Yeah, they should have known it was going to happen. They're psychics.
Well, fortunately, no one was hurt, because the psychic was not in the front of the shop at the time. Where was she?
Where?
She was safely in the back cooking chili.
Yep, she sensed some. It was like a sixth sense.
She told her grandson earlier that day she had what psychics call a strange feeling.
Ha ha, ha ha.
The force of the crash wound up with her wearing that chili, but still a better outcome than if she'd been at front of the store, which she wasn't. Maybe because of that strange feeling she claims to have told her grandson about earlier in the day.
And she'll use that in her advertising. Predicted crash.
You know what, Stan?
What's that?
I've got a strange feeling.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's just a strange feeling, and I predict we'll be talking about something tomorrow we're not talking about right now.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, only time will prove.
Yeah, and then it'll be right again, Haney.
Yeah, right again. Right again.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, You pipe down, Junior. About had it with your attitude.
Yeah, man.
I got a smile out of him.
Yeah. First one today.
See, you gotta do it, don't you?
What did I do?
I had him in a good mood, and then you just, yep, bam. Yep.
Well, that's me.
You know, folks, even though we know you truly don't listen.
One ear and out the other.
We will attempt to impart some wisdom. I told you this during the headline, but it bears repeating. There are some men who truly enjoy fighting.
Yeah.
But they enjoy fighting other men.
Yeah.
No man enjoys fighting with a woman.
No.
Because you can't win.
It's a winless situation.
There's literally, once you find yourself involved in an argument, you're out of options. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do. Now, the inexperienced man will think, well, if I choose not to engage in the argument, then at least I won't lose. I may even win by not engaging.
Or they think by not engaging, there won't be an argument at all.
Oh, well, that's just silly talk.
It's stupid talk. But there won't be. I'm going to let her just get it out of her system. Everything will be fine. I'm not going to argue.
What you don't understand is that a woman is perfectly capable, and Stan will back me on this, of carrying on an argument without your participation.
Fact.
This can happen in person. It can happen on the phone. Yep. It can happen through text.
Yep.
They will maintain the argument without any input from you.
Complete dialogue.
And it can be dangerous to simply pretend it's not happening. A man in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I know that area well.
Was loading things into his trunk on Sunday afternoon when all of a sudden he started hearing this tune. He may have even seen some flying monkeys in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was loading things into his trunk Sunday afternoon when out of nowhere, his 43-year-old estranged wife, Deborah, showed up.
Jeez.
Deborah started arguing with the man. But as Deborah was screaming at him, the man calmly turned around, ignored her, and went about his task of loading up the trunk.
Okay.
Did he do the right thing?
Oh, no. He thought he was doing the right thing, but he wasn't.
First, he ignored her.
Yep.
Let's
not escalate it.
And then the real mistake, the near fatal mistake.
Yeah.
He turned his back on her.
How dare he?
And at that point, he left Deborah with severely limited options. Mm-hmm. So she did the only thing she could do to express her anger.
What's that?
She stabbed him in the back multiple times.
Oh, God.
He was taken to the hospital, clinging to life by paramedics, and Deborah was charged with assault.
Oh, just a little minor thing.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's his fault.
Yeah, she's virtually blameless.
It's a technicality. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, August 26th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96
K-Rock. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Wednesday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Okay, we got a few things on the board. We will start in North Fort Myers. Got a hit and run. The 1,000 block of Old Bridge Road. Fort Myers, traffic control. 15,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. Fort Myers, crash, Jamaica Bay Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. And then we got one more for you. It's in Bonita. It is a disabled vehicle. Downs and Bonita Beach Road. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit, shall we?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My favorite new sport is poker. Oh, I love it. Poker, it's a sport. What? It was gambling 3 weeks ago. Oh, now it's a sport. If poker's a sport, put it in the Olympics. And you can only play with what your country's worth. How great would that be, being Americans? Looks like Costa Rica's all in with 15 coconuts.
Yeah, we're going to call.
Hasta luego, small blind. Shouldn't have limped in. I am all for women that decide to get plastic surgery. Plastic surgery allows you the rare opportunity to make your outer appearance resemble your inner appearance. Fake. Thank you. That's right. That's a very positive joke for women, unless, of course, you have fake boobs. Let's be honest, you're not bright enough to get that joke. Yeah? Keep telling yourself you did it so your shirts would fit better. We have shows like Extreme Makeovers. I don't want to develop a personality. Just cut my face. And stretch it and staple it. Now I'm happy. Or at least I look like it.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hey, Blue.
Oh, no. Where have you been, Joffrey?
Here and there.
Mm-hmm. Haven't heard from you in a while. Been beat up lately?
As a matter of fact, yes.
What do you want?
I just got back to town.
Where were you?
I paid a little visit to our nation's capital and the Virginia area.
Very good. That's a nice monuments up there. A lot of history up in that area.
Yes, a lot of angry people, too.
Yeah, well, yes. Yes, there is.
I was in our nation's capital dining al fresco.
What, in the nude? Is that what that means? Aren't you you're dining in the nude?
No, it means that there's tables on the sidewalk because they won't let people eat inside.
Oh, al fresco. I thought that means going au natural.
No, I think that's al dente.
All right, so you're going al fresco, eating outside in our nation's capital. Whoop-dee-ding-dong day.
Well, I'm looking for a righty to do me a solid.
Well, yeah, why don't you stop calling me like a righty to do you a solid. You know what? I've done you solids before in the past, and it's gotten me nothing but in trouble.
All I need is like a phone number or an address.
For what?
I'm looking for a woman named Becky Falwell.
You mean Jerry? I know who she is.
You've probably never heard of her.
I have heard of her.
But, Stan, I think I found Mrs. Wright.
I don't know that you have. She was messing around with the pool boy.
This woman is everything a woman should be.
All right, give me an example how.
She found an attractive young pool boy.
Yes.
and invited her husband to watch.
That's what she alleges, but he doesn't. He says that's not the case.
Oh, come on.
And the pool boy was evidently blackmailing him.
She hooked up with a pool boy named Giancarlo.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Went around on a lot of trips with him. He's in a lot of pictures with the Falwells.
And I've looked at every one of them.
Yeah.
And this is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
What are you talking about? She's a middle-aged woman, kind of on the pudgy side, and evidently is, not loyal.
Wow.
This is what do you look, first of all, how long have you been divorced now, Joffrey, since you dropped that beard, your wife?
She just left.
So you're still legally married?
I really don't know. It's been
either
a while.
You know, has a judge signed anything? You're still married to the woman.
The last time that I checked the clerk of court's website, it said pending.
Okay, you're still married. So well, you're gonna go off.
So is Becky. And you know what? I think when you find the one, you have to go after her.
What would you like me to do about it? I don't have her personal phone number or anything like that. It's not like I'm mixed up in that crowd.
Well, I don't understand. I don't pay attention to politics, but I hear Junior's a lefty and you're a right winger, and she's supposed to be a right winger, and you guys stick together, and you probably know her phone number.
No, why don't you enroll in a couple of classes at Liberty University, and then maybe, just maybe, you can make contact with her.
Liberty University, huh?
Yeah, he was the, Falwell Jr. was the head of Liberty. Liberty University, big school. Big. His daddy used to run that until he took over the theme park.
Yeah, well, I went down to Lynchburg.
Yeah.
And,
had an appletini there, too, I bet, huh?
Several. And I worked up enough courage where I thought that I'd found their farm.
Yes.
And in short order, I was told that it was private property and nobody lived there.
That's right. So how am I supposed to help you?
I winked at the security guard and I said, I'm a friend of Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he produced the nightstick.
Yep. And took it to you, didn't he? Gave you a little flare.
Just in the small of my back.
Why don't you go up
just
next time and tell me you're the pool boy?
It was just a little howdy-do.
Mm-hmm. A little waker-upper.
But have you seen pictures of this woman?
I have. There's nothing there. It's a woman that was supposedly happily married with a family, and she's screwing around with the pool boy, and he blackmails him. Hey, he makes good life choices, doesn't she?
She's a friggin' wildcat.
Yeah, she's got a little insatiable things going on there, but...
You know. I mean, you want to talk about get your motor running, heavy metal thunder.
Why,
my God.
Why are you that sexually deprived right now, Joffrey, that you would go and want to mess around with a woman that's in the news right now, that's been having an affair with a pool boy and making the husband watch?
I just think about her with the pool boy and me making eye contact with her and him.
That is so sick. That you're creepy. That's sick. Go back into whatever mud hole you crawled out of. I kind of enjoyed you not being on the show for months.
Me too.
Hey, shut up.
Uh-huh.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.